Previously on Hippo Juice.
The next question says, how soon should one baptize a baby?
Well, I'll say this. When Gertrude had our seventh child, we just had a kiddie pool right in the bottom. So the kid slid in right into the pool. So I say baptize immediately.
Jesus. Wow.
Right in. Just shoot it out like a little slip and slide, but right into a little kiddie pool. Now, be careful, because that circle will slide right past the kiddie pool. I had to chase a child once 17 blocks because he just slid. He kept sliding. I asked him to put water, and they brought me baby oil. So my baby kept sliding down 13 blocks. And guess what? I got two red light cameras because he didn't stop at a red light. Can you believe that happened to the pastor?
So you don't want to pay for red light cameras. Make sure that you have something to stop. Like a backstop.
I hope that answers your question.
I'm sure it does.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
now. No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. At Hippo Juice Film on Twitter. And Hippo Juice Film is also the Skype name. If you have Skype like we do and are sad about the purchase but realize there still really isn't anything as good as Skype, no matter how terrible Skype is. Today is June 22nd, 2016. It is 7 p.m. and hashtag Orlando Strong, guys.
Oh, totally.
Everyone's been hashtagging Orlando Strong, where I'm already fucking viscerally sick of seeing it. And the new billboards now are Pray for Orlando, because that helps things. So, yeah, we're fucking crushing it here, you know? I mean, unless you're at a gay nightclub. Joined by Marie Lopez.
Orlando Strong, everyone.
Short staff tonight. Short staff. Join us, everybody.
Run out song, buddy.
Have I used that one before?
Yeah.
I have? Oh, no.
And like recently.
No.
What? Yes.
Recent enough.
No, I have the last time played was today.
Okay.
Maybe
so
it was a recent.
Good.
Maybe it was just Spice Girls.
Didn't I play a different Spice Girls song, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? It's a good song, anyways. You can't ever play the song enough, in my humble opinion. I don't remember if I played this one. I probably did. Whatever.
Get to the rapping part, though.
This bit's starting to get old anyways. I'm hoping that one of these days you guys are like, all right, enough of this.
First off, this bit isn't old. I still play
it. Oh, no, wait. It's the harmonica part first, and then they start rapping.
Why does this song have a harmonica?
Well, why not? I say more harmonica. Not enough songs, especially pop songs, in my humble opinion, have harmonica in it.
My problem is that big harmonica, you know, they're out there trying to crush independent harmonica players.
Right.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. Why do you think the kazoo industry is dying? Big harmonica.
I never knew it was thriving.
Go to InfoWars.
Oh, okay.
Then click on a couple penis pill ads. And I don't know where I'm going with this. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We may have Joe Coletta on.
And we may not.
Spider McGee in the chat room says, pray for Tony Orlando and Orlando Jones. So pray for every Orlando. Everyone's praying for Orlando. And can everyone stop praying for Orlando, please, as someone who lives in Orlando?
Dude.
I'm sick of it.
This isn't like a never forget, you know, 10 years after the fact. Like, this just happened.
No. You misunderstand me. I'm okay with people still grieving. The pray for Orlando is stupid.
It's the religious part that he doesn't like.
Yeah. There's like a bunch of these religious radio stations bought a bunch of billboards on I-4, like the main corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hashtag pray for Orlando and Z88.3, the Jesus channel. And it's like, look, how about instead of pray for Orlando, why don't you give money to people like that need the help? You
know? They're also doing that.
No, but fucking hashtag pray for Orlando is stupid.
Fuck give money. How about you do your duty and beat up a Muslim?
First off, don't.
No, that's American. You un-American, Royce?
No, that's too American. You went too American.
No, I'm all American.
No, that's
you
like riding
are part Cuban.
That's like riding a bald eagle with a machine gun American.
Yeah.
No.
Right, I told
you, you never go full American. Much like Tropic Thunder,
right.
you never go full American.
I will agree with Royce in that I feel like there should be something invented in 2016 that lets other people know that we're thinking of them, where we don't have to use the word prayer.
Here's what we do. Karate high fives. I've been working on this.
Well, okay. I would think Facebook needs to figure, instead of a like button, because like when something horrible happens, you don't want to hit the like button. It's like, I kind of like...
Why did you just like ignore my karate high five idea? I think it's a stellar idea. And
they need a thinking of you button.
Okay. Here's what a karate high five is, Dutch, since you asked.
Oh, okay.
Like Marie, instead of high fiving, turn it sideways and go like make an X. Bam, karate high five. What do you think?
I mean, it doesn't really resolve anything.
Hadouken! What it might, but it resolves as much as praying for Orlando does. Hadouken! Social commentary?
Well, technically, no words really do anything unless it's legislation or money involved.
Shut up. There's a bunch of fucking Democrats sitting on the floor.
Yeah, they're doing like some kind of illegal, right? A sit-in? Like they haven't had... I mean, filibusters are one thing, but they're literally doing a sit-and-shout. Like where they sit there and just will scream the whole time, and then they can't talk. I didn't know that that was allowed.
Fucking election year is what it is. And what's happening is...
Posturing.
What people are not saying is that there was four bills put out. Two of them were put by Democrats. Two of them were put out by Republicans. Both of them had pretty decent ideas. Both of them had stupid extreme ideas. Guess what? The Democrats voted down the Republicans' two bills, and the Republicans voted down the Democrats' two bills. Because here's what happens. We can't just fix something. We have to fucking argue. And it's an election year, so the best way to posture is to sit on the floor like fucking children throwing a tantrum like it's the beginning episode of Rugrats. You know, like, have you seen the picture that every one of them looks like an asshole and they're doing nothing? Sitting on the floor does nothing. How about they only
everybody do the dinosaur?
How you open the door first? Don't do the dinosaur with the door closed. Listen to the song
but
carefully.
Open the door, then get on the floor. Yeah.
Okay. They're not doing the dinosaur.
They're only doing step B of step A through C.
They're not doing the dinosaur.
No.
They're sitting on the floor like fucking children, and. I love, like, now they're making a statement. Everybody knows all of the both Democrats and Republicans. These guys only work like 90 days a year anyway, and now all of a sudden they give a shit. How come they never pass anything that matters?
Because you can't. It's that whole, you know, give an inch, take a mile thing. And both parties are so staunchly divided and they hate each other that much, where I can only hope that after this election, with how retarded it's about to be, that what's going to happen is the Republican Party is going to split into two, because they hate the fact that Trump's going to be the front runner, and then we'll actually have three parties going at it.
Here's what's happening. I don't know if you saw.
Tell it to me
tonight.
Royce.
Tonight, in a couple hours, is a libertarian town hall on CNN.
Oh, that sounds
scary.
Fun.
Johnson is talking, but he has gotten a lot of people that dropped off of Bernie, that don't want to vote for Hillary. Yeah, and
Hillary
don't
or Trump.
Yeah, because both of them are fucking. Dude, we always joke, and we've been doing radio long enough. We've been through a few election cycles doing this radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the best option.
This is the sad. Like, I would.
This?
Listen, let's be honest. I think all you guys agree. I would go back and literally take any candidate that ran in the past fucking 8 years than this shit.
We have a fake fat ankled lesbian and a reality TV star who's burnt.
And the other one's Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
So. It's I don't, and everybody on Facebook is so militantly following their person, like militant.
It's not the person, it's their parties. That's the main thing, is they know either whoever wins. I feel like something's gonna. I feel like a third party may just be able to come out of this thing.
A third party best we might can hope not win, but I think a third
not
party
gonna win, but we'll at least have something where everybody's like, "All right, fuck this. This is ridiculous." And then they're just gonna go their separate ways, and then we'll actually have parties that get actual candidates in elections.
We all think the bags were a good. No, I think that what's going to happen is you'll at least get a libertarian candidate for the first time on the major debates. There'll be three people up there.
Right.
Because he'll get, if he gets, I think it's 15%, that fucking whole rigged presidential fucking debates fucking thing, that's all rigged, by the way, where the Democrats and Republicans have made it almost impossible for a third party to get on stage. But if he gets it, and he will, it's what it looks like. There's going to actually be a third person talking. Look, again, I don't believe 100% in everything Gary Johnson says. Either there's some stuff that he's, but out of everything, he's the most level headed. He's been a fucking governor. So yeah, I'm going to give that guy a shot. What's, and by the way, listen to his 2-hour interview on the Rogan podcast. It'll change your mind if you don't like the guy.
Oh, Rogan interviewed him?
Yeah, two hours.
Oh, awesome.
Really good.
I like the way Rogan does things.
Yeah, he's pretty good. And he didn't let him, you know, go on stuff. He really hit him hard on things, but
cool.
Yeah, but anyway, fucking.
So, what we should do is remember that I think it was the last election cycle. We might have done it on there. I don't remember, but it was this website where they ask you like innocuous questions about like policies or whatever, and they don't tell you. You know, it's like you just answer honestly what you think about this, that, the other thing, and they give you. It's like a multiple choice, you know, question. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Tax reform. Do you think? And then it lists like four options. You got to pick what, and you have to go through this whole test. And a lot of these questions, you're like, how does this have to do with anything? And then at the end, it's like, okay, your opinions and views line up with this candidate. And
I did.
And then
it
it's like you should vote based on this because it's like not party affiliation, actual policies. So
I did that thing. Someone please find the website. I did that thing.
I did it already. Isidewith.com.
I did it last week, and I got 98% of my views coincide with Gary Johnson.
Oh, okay.
I did it already. But then it tells you, it doesn't just tell you it tells you like the top, you know.
Yeah, like the percentage
of each person.
Right.
Yeah. But man, at the Hillary and Trump were both at the bottom of my list. Like, I think for most people, and I'm going to give props, and I don't normally do this, but I'm going to give props to the Bernie Sanders supporters, because I honestly thought after Hillary got the nomination, they were going to jump ship and go to Hillary. But, dude, no, they're not.
No, they're not.
This is the first time I've seen the party, like both parties that divided. Like, they are saying, nope, I'd rather write in Bernie. They're not going to do it. They will not vote for Hillary.
The amount of outrage that happened during the electoral process, too, like in Nevada and all these other states where it was like the whole superdelegate way that I don't understand what Democrats do with that kind of stuff. It's really weird and seems completely rigged. So after that whole thing was like, dude, we got fucked. And so, yeah, it's more like the sentiment where people are going.
Was put together to keep Jesse Jackson from fucking winning the candidacy in like the fucking, I forgot what year it was. And
the Democrats did not need that.
So it was not a bad idea though. I mean, it helped in some way, but can you imagine President Jesse Jackson? But yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, Spider McGee said, I think the Democrats are going to have to hold their nose and vote for Hillary. She's a hawk. She wanted to take the bomb the hell out of some shit. I don't think they will, man. You say that, but again, the people that Bernie motivated are people that wouldn't normally vote, and now they're just going to go back to what they did before.
He's, for whatever reason, that old fuck struck a nerve with the college crowd.
Yeah, and now he's not going to vote. And now those kids are just not voting back to what they wouldn't do what they weren't going to do anyway. But, I mean, for me, I don't really mean, you know, I'm voting for Gary Johnson. You know, is he going to win?
Probably. I'm more than likely probably will.
Is he going to win? Probably.
But then again, at the same time, I really hate Hillary.
Yeah.
Like,
so
a lot.
I do. And I wouldn't vote for her, but I can't in good conscience, dude, vote for Trump.
Vote for Trump. Here's the thing. I wouldn't vote for Trump. I'm voting against Hillary. And I'll do anything. I don't vote for
Gary Johnson. Look, again, man, we just talk about it. I understand what you're saying.
It's such a... Yeah, whatever.
But if everybody were just... If everybody that would say that it's a rigged system were to actually fucking vote...
Right.
You'd at least get a third person up there. I'm not even saying they'd win, but you get a third view, you know?
Now, What is he? What percentage of the overall vote does he have to reach where it?
15%.
15. That's it.
Yeah, and he's at I think 12%. Give a little higher
well,
now.
Let's
but
fucking
he's,
go for Jared
close.
Johnson.
He's very
then.
Close. Yeah,
we know this year, the next 4 years is going to be a wash. So let's just at least try and get something going.
Anything. It's just, I'm disgusted by both. It's just. Ew. You know, I couldn't vote for this. I hate Hillary probably as much as you do, Dutch. But again, I cannot, in good conscience, vote for Trump.
I know. That's the weird part about it.
Like, if they would have given the thing. Literally like, anybody else, hate, maybe.
Moderate. No, well, dude, Ted Cruz is an ass fuck, too.
No, I wouldn't have voted for Cruz. See, I couldn't have. You're right.
All right, Republican Party's in shambles. I'm a Gary Johnson.
See, I know. It's crazy.
All right. Well, then, let's just. Let's just do Gary Johnson.
I'm just going to do, look, let's say, okay, Hippo Juice officially endorses Gary Johnson as the president of the United States of America. I'm going to say that right now because I think at least, listen, number one, hey, he does podcasts. Maybe we could get him on. So let's say that.
Get him on the
He's
show.
The guy who'll do that stuff now.
Kind of smart for him to do Rogan. You know what I mean? Like he understands the power behind some of these shows.
Yeah, I mean, so. You know, I mean, honestly, what I think is going to happen, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, I think we're going to have President Donald Trump.
I hope so.
I think we are.
Do you understand how
I'm saying it low because
much show fodder?
It loud.
All of the entertainment industry wants it to happen. SNL needs Trump to be the president. Every sketch show, every late night TV show, every radio show, need him to be the president.
You're right, but then there's this side of he controls fucking atomic weapons.
Yeah, that's why the check and balance thing is in there.
The thing is, the president doesn't need checks and balances on certain wartime moves. He has like 3 days before he has to tell Congress if he invades a country. So he has 3 days to do what he wants. Understand Trump could have a fucking building built in two. So all I'm saying is
I don't know,
it's
man.
Scary. But that's the other thing with Spider McGee says. Hillary'll fucking bomb the shit out of places too. She's a nutbag.
No, here's what she'll do is she'll bomb it and when it goes wrong, she'll sit there and be like, I don't know anything about that.
I'm very
and hide their emails. By the way, she could still potentially be arrested for all that.
I think Barry's going to protect her, but
yeah,
but I you know, honestly,
I pardon you.
This might be a childish reason. There's a lot of reasons I don't like Hillary. But the number one is I cannot.
Her cankles?
No, the way she talks. Oh, I cannot.
Her fucking
I
voice.
Deal. Can you imagine every time?
She's embarrassing.
I know.
She would be an embarrassment to this nation.
Considering this is a job that you can't keep, I like the idea of voting for somebody who doesn't trust the place where he works.
Well, first off, I think it's Yob. It's a soft J.
You're right.
So, thank you.
And libertarians are all about reducing the size of government, not depending on government
to solve
your problems.
And that's what the Republicans used to be. And now, I don't know what happened with that party.
Christianity,
evangelicals. They took it over. No, it is. It really is.
That's what happened.
If you read about it.
Yeah, but that's when they were strong. That's when Bush was in. Now it's like there's no united front. I honestly believe.
Because of Christianity.
Because
the Republicans have to choose between pro-life and gay marriage situations. That's what fucked it up.
The fact that that even exists in a conversation. That and the abortion thing. It's kind of like
everyone that says the fact that this is a conversation moved to libertarian. The people that still want to talk about it are Republicans.
Spider McGee says SNL will be great either way. They can recycle old Bill Clinton sketches if Hillary wins.
Yeah, that's a good point. He'll be back in the public eye.
And you have Daryl Hammond there already to play Clinton again.
Yeah, as the first man lady wife guy thing.
That's what I believe. No, Dutch has right. The first man lady. That's what I'm gonna call it, by the way. If Hillary wins.
The first man lady.
He's the first man lady.
That is true. But even if Gary Johnson wins, they'll have plenty of dick jokes for the next 4 to 8 years.
Yeah, I'm feeling the Johnson.
Yep.
Because penis.
And also, he would legalize marijuana, so then you'd have a high president that you can joke about.
But that has nothing to do. It should never be a federal thing. It should be a state thing, which is one thing I actually kind of like about Obama. He's like, it's a state fucking thing. Don't even bother me with that nonsense.
Gary Johnson,
the other states do what they want.
Gary Johnson used to be CEO of like a medical marijuana company.
Oh, yeah?
after he was governor for a little while. But yeah, he would decriminalize it federally. Yeah, but
remember last election cycle, we were all had. I voted for Ron Paul. I think everybody in the show did.
Yeah, and
I never voted for Ron Paul.
Oh, who'd you vote for?
I don't.
We didn't.
Do you remember who the other candidate was last cycle?
I don't even remember. it was Obama and Romney, right?
Romney, yeah.
Yeah. No, I voted against Obama. I guess I voted Romney. I don't even remember anymore.
Well, the biggest issue, the biggest thing for me is this cycle, at least in Florida, fucking vote yes on medical marijuana, please, for the love of God.
Yeah, because you got to have 75% vote. How old is that state?
60%. It's crazy.
Or is
it? Is that what it is?
It's 60%. We had 59%.
Is Florida the only state that doesn't have majority rules when it comes to that stuff?
Oh, there's a couple other states. Again,
how are they able to do that? And how did the federal government allow them to do that?
Explain. State rights, my friend. Just like you said earlier. That's the other side of state rights. They could douche dumb shit like that too.
And say you need 60%, not 50.
Right, a super majority.
Wow.
You know,
that's crazy to think about.
But I mean, straw polls are showing that it's 80% approval, so it looks like it's going to pass. But there's still like this huge fucking power out there that's vote no on medical marijuana, and this one dude that owns all the casinos like in fucking Florida is like running $1 billion anti-weed campaign.
Why? At this
point, won't we agree that people look silly?
Yeah, I saw a blurb on the news of the day within my city in Colorado Springs that you know, it's like local whatever, you know, got 6,000 signatures for, you know, to repeal the marijuana law. And I'm like, you know, that's not going to do anything. Like, why was the news even reporting this?
6,000 signatures is nothing.
That's my point.
No, I know. But they're reporting it because they need controversy. And when weed was illegal, that was a controversy, and they drum it up. But look, your fucking state and all is really doing good.
Doing well.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, everything I've read about it that pops up, even didn't your governor have to go, he was against it, then he had to go, look, I have to, okay, my bad. It was good.
Yeah, you know what? Too much money's coming in.
Exactly. Like,
this was a good
this
thing.
This was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Money, 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 money.
They're redoing all the roads. It's great.
I'm thinking Obama, end of his, you know how the president's at their end of their term, like the last couple of months.
Have a huge party.
Do executive orders.
Celebrate good Obama, come on!
I think Obama's going to do by the way, executive order, fucking pot decriminalized. I think that's what's going to happen.
Can you do that? I thought he can pardon anybody he wants. What can they do on their way out?
It's an executive order. That's the thing. Executive orders are like weird because then there's a big argument what the president can and cannot do, you know. But I mean, I don't know. At this point, anybody that you hear talking against pot sounds crazy. Like, don't they sound crazy at this point? Like,
yeah,
they just sound so stupid. It's like, what are you talking about?
I think pretty much any political discussion is just a waste of time. Half the things that we're just arguing and it does nothing. It's everything's a waste of time. CNN is a waste of time. The channel in general. MSNBC, waste of time.
They get great ratings, though.
They get great ratings.
Enough of this stuff.
They're a daytime talk show like Good Morning America or whatever. It does nothing.
Background noise for old people.
Yeah, it does absolutely nothing. We've hired more and more people to work in government, and they do nothing. Everyone does nothing.
No, what we need is more government. I think.
No, what they're doing right now is they're sitting down and shouting on the what is it? It's in the House, right? Not the Senate.
Oh, Dutch. This just in. Breaking news. Breaking news. Dutch.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Authorities have called a wambulance for all the people sitting down on the Senate floor. A wambulance is on its way to pick them up.
You made me hit the sounder for that joke.
Yes, I did.
You piece of shit. You really are just a piece of shit. How dare you? How dare you abuse my board?
I think it was a fair use of the board.
All right. So what's going on?
It's like, yeah,
enough with, I'm making myself bored, and I'm sure the audience is too, as far as this.
Yeah, look
dumb.
At that picture of them
look
sitting on the floor.
These
they look like
they're
babies.
Just cunts. Every single one of them.
This is what our government has come down to.
What kind of it?
Exactly.
Well, they would say, oh, well, this is for, you know, stronger gun laws, because that's the problem.
You know what? We're all the problem. We're the real problem.
Yeah. All right. Story from local from Orlando.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
Hello, Steve.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Karate instructor sent lewd message.
You're not saying it right.
What?
Karate.
He would kill me if you heard me say that.
Karate high five?
Karate high five. It's catching on.
Hadouken!
Thank you. Let's see. Ooh, this might be a video. Hold on, guys.
I love videos.
Rock with
videos
a video.
Are the best.
So much good.
Now, a female karate instructor in Orlando is now looking at a long list of charges.
She is accused of lewd and lascivious behavior that involved an 11-year-old boy. Stephanie.
Lascivious sounds like a great name.
By the way, I don't even really know what the definition of lascivious means. Gotta be honest. They always pair lewd and lascivious. How do you say that word?
Lascivious sounds like the name of somebody that works at the DMV.
Yep.
Works at the Next Gen Extreme Martial Arts Studio. It's on old...
Extreme Martial Arts.
Extreme.
Lascivious. A person, of a person, manner, or gesture. Feeling or revealing an overt and often offensive sexual desire. It's sexy. You do Google image searches of lascivious, it's also sexy.
Yeah, I'm actually here right now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Don't get distracted.
Hey, is that lascivious? Look at that nipple.
OPD says that she texted nude photos of herself to the 11-year-old child and also touched him inappropriately in the studio. The boy also alleges that Figueroa mentioned having sex with him at a sleepover. She faces six different charges, including attempted...
Can you back it up so I can see what this fetching beauty looks like again?
Here you go.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Let me make it bigger for you. So there you go.
Praising?
How's that?
Okay. 11... You need to go to jail for that.
Yeah.
You're a predator at that point.
At that point, you just have a fucking sickness.
You are just like any other regular pedophile. This isn't like one of those, you know, like a 16-year-old banging one of his teachers.
You know what we should do? We should sit on the floor about it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
What do you guys think?
Well, I'm already sitting on this chair. Do I have to actually get on the floor?
You have to sit on the... That's what bugged me about that picture, by the way, that sit-in that they were doing. I'm sorry to go back to it, but look at all the chairs behind them. Why not just sit in the chairs?
There's not chairs.
But that's not proving any point.
It's the same thing. Right, but occupying the space.
Well, that's their assigned chair. They're actually getting up and sitting on the floor.
Well, what does that do, though? Like, can the speaker not speak if there's someone on the floor? Like, what is this... I don't know what this weirdness is.
It might be some weird rule of filibustering where if they're on the floor, then they have the floor, but then they're old, so they sat down.
My back hurts.
On the floor. Get it on the floor.
I don't... It's just childish, like you said earlier.
It's an election year. They're trying to make a stand.
We call it a sex election year?
Not one of these... fucking frauds on both sides of the aisles, by the way, are in any way give a shit about anybody except their fucking...
No, just the party. That's all they care about.
Royce, yeah. So you didn't answer my question.
What?
Can we call it a sex election year?
Yeah, we got a sex election year. That's
Thank
fine.
You.
It's easy. You don't have to ask. Just start doing it. It'll catch on.
Okay, cool.
I think we're done with this 11-year-old karate fucker. So,
speaking of sex election years, Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch had disgusting and downright shocking child and bondage porn, reports say.
What? Whoa. When was this?
It was posted by the NewYorkDailyNews.com in the entertainment gossip section, so you know it's legit.
Oh, okay.
And it was posted yesterday, so breaking news. There's a video in this, Royce. Do you want to just play the video or
what
do you want me to read it? The Michael Jackson one?
Is there a video?
There is a video on the tab.
Let me try to play this video.
Do you
want to
play the video?
Yeah, let's do that.
Cool. because I can read it if you want me to, but I'm still a little
Let's
nasally.
Let's see what happens.
I'm a little nasally because I'm a little stuffed up.
And
yeah, I noticed that. It was really bugging me. I'm glad you clarified it, though.
I'm sick. Remember yesterday when I was like, I'm sick, I'm going.
Hey, I'm Paul.
Hey, you guys want to see a Sprint commercial first?
Yeah, I'd love to. All right.
Well, I wonder what Paul's doing.
Now with Verizon.
By the way, this guy in the Sprint commercial.
Oh, my God, it's the Can You Hear Me Now guy.
The Verizon guy. I did see this commercial the other day.
Holy crap, he's alive?
Can you back it up?
He does. No, I can't back up the commercial.
And it was Verizon, AT&T, and
quick, Google the commercial.
So I switched to Sprint, and millions more have
Holy
to.
Holy crap, the Verizon guy's doing Sprint commercials?
Don't let a 1%
I wanted to bring this up, and I forgot to yesterday, about how brilliant of a marketing campaign that is from Sprint.
Switch to Sprint today.
To snipe old spokespersons?
Get the guy after his contract ran up and make him your new spokesperson.
That's a pretty good idea.
Holy hell.
Their coverage blew. I couldn't hear them now anymore, so I went to Sprint.
All right, can we get Orlando Jones back to do a new soda commercial?
All right, let's see.
I loved his Sprite commercials.
Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch had a trove of child in bondage pornography uncovered by police officers who raided the estate in 2003, according to a report. About 70 investigators could be seen in video obtained Tuesday by Radar Online examining items like life-size mannequins, children's dolls, and arcade games in November 2003. The documents exposed Jackson as a manipulative, drug and sex-crazed predator who used blood, gore, sexually explicit images of animal sacrifice, and perverse to bend children to his will, a source
Holy
told
hell.
Radar. Jackson was acquitted by a jury in 2005 on every one of the 14 charges he faced.
So holy remember all holy. Those people that were like, oh, they were just messing with him. Jackson was innocent. Turned out
Wait,
the dude.
So this was stuff that was uncovered in 03, and but he got acquitted by everything in 05. Why do you think that was?
Because he paid $21 million to the accuser, and then they dropped the charges.
Wow.
It says about 70 investigators could be seen in the video obtained Tuesday by Radar Online examining items like life-size Superman, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider mannequins, children's dolls, and arcade games. Unpublished portions of the video show the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office detectives finding the twisted porn and documents from the raid helped lead to the late King of Pop's trial of child molestation.
Oh, wait.
Trial.
So this came out on Radar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The documents exposed Jackson as a manipulative drug and sex-crazed predator who used blood and gore. He also had disgusting, downright shocking images of child torture, adult and child nudity, female bondage, and sadomasochism.
Oh, my goodness.
Investigators seized notes, diaries, pictures, and over 80 videos and computers and hard drives.
80 videos?
Yeah. Okay. Radar source noted. That's not a lot, actually, for how old he was. They also found photos of Jackson's own nephews in their underwear.
Oh, no.
According to one private investigator who spoke with the website.
So is this... Do you think that this is actually going to get enough press to say, yeah, for certain he was a child molester?
Well, I mean, what was the
again?
But I mean, aside from the accusers, with all that evidence, they still weren't he was dropped of all of his charges, even with all that evidence, regardless of if the accuser dropped it.
I guess if they were paid off, it doesn't matter.
They dropped the
charge. Yeah. You have that much shit going on. Like, how
do me a favor, stop that right now.
Oh, why?
Bye.
Because Michael Jackson, I guarantee you, is somebody YouTube is going to have an issue with.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just trust me, Michael Jackson.
Want me to mouth sync it?
Yeah, or a cover. A cover would be better. This is better. We should just do these instead of songs.
Okay.
All the people that you find secure telling.
And all the single ladies.
All the single ladies.
Michael Jackson. All the single babies.
All the bondage kitties.
Investigator from the sheriff's office told the team searching the 2,700-acre Los Olivos.
Los Olivos.
Los Olivos.
You're Hispanic. Say it right.
Yeah, I was going to say, how'd you fuck that up?
Shut up. Representatives for that, because I was getting turned on. Representatives from the sheriff's
Los Olivos.
Representatives
olive oil
office told the Daily News that investigators
released documents and pictures from the investigation of the prosecution and defense in Jackson's case, but not to the media. The documents are the header titled Sheriff's Department that contained case number, blah, 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 blah. Michael Jackson's estate jumped on the police statement about the pictures being taken from online and said that everything in the report was false.
That's ignorant.
You're being ignorant. It said that the article was timed by tabloid trash to coincide with the 7th anniversary of the death on Saturday. Said those who continue to shamelessly exploit via sleazy internet clickbait ignorance. But he was acquitted by a jury in 2005, like you said, Dutch, on every one of the 14 salacious charges.
But how do we know for sure?
Look,
listen. I want to know for sure.
I want to sound smart, so I'm going to say the court of public opinion is what matters.
And what does the court of public opinion say?
I don't even know what that means.
But that's just it, though. Like, he got straight up, you know, they went after him, and he got clear on all the charges. That's
Jackson's 18-year-old daughter, Paris, also blasted a report about her father on Tuesday evening.
What is she looking like these days?
And so, yeah, thank you, Dutch. I was going to say, is she hot?
See. Let's see. She's 18 now?
Yeah, she's 18.
Nice.
The pop legend faced charges of child molestation, administering alcohol to aid in commission of a felony, conspiracy to commit.
Oh, that's definitely Michael Jackson's kid. She's so black.
Intimate exhortation. It wasn't immediately clear why he had not been charged with child porn. Investigators had uncovered the sick trove at Neverland. Jackson could have served more than 18 years in prison if he had ever been convicted of the 10 felony counts against him. Jackson died 4 years after.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Paris Jackson does not look like Michael Jackson at all.
Where's the picture of Paris? I want to see.
I'm posting it in the chat
now. Is that her?
Yeah.
She's cute.
Yeah, she's doing all right for herself.
She's cute. She's a nice rack.
Yeah, she doesn't look like Michael, though.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's definitely not Michael's kid.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be, right?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. She's doing all right.
Let's see.
Blue eyes, kind of dyeing her hair different colors, so who knows what hair color she is.
She's a fan of posting Twitter pictures of herself.
Yeah, she's had all sorts of hairstyles, so who's to say?
Nice tits. All right, Emery, next story. We'll get enamored with this if we keep just stop looking at Paris fucking Jackson.
Well, it's just weird that's Michael Jackson's kid.
It is. It's weird. It's weird that I'm going to masturbate to it later, too. But let's not make a big deal about it. Let's get to the next story.
Okay. Something more uplifting, perhaps?
Yes, anything. Thank you.
Okay, Bryan Cranston, will that story
Yes, do? Only if it's Power Rangers related.
It is Power Rangers related.
Well, lucky day.
Some tells me you read this before.
Lucky day.
Bryan Cranston joins the Power Rangers movie.
That's right.
You're welcome, everyone. Because nothing says Power Rangers like Bryan Cranston.
Like Bryan Cranston.
He's playing Zordon.
Or nothing says Bryan Cranston like Power Rangers.
He's got range, though, man. I mean, you go between Malcolm in the Middle, which was a huge show.
But is he going to be the White Bad? Ranger or the Red Ranger?
He's playing Zordon.
He's playing the bad guy.
No, the bad guy's not Zordon. Zordon's a glowing head in the fucking tube that helps
them. Silly me. I'm sorry.
You idiot.
He's the Green Ranger?
By the way, speaking of fucking things that come together and make robots, the Voltron TV show, I watched a couple episodes and the one on Netflix is really good.
Aren't you like 34?
Yeah. It's awesome. And go fuck yourself.
No, I'm with Marie on this one.
I don't want to hear it, Harry Potter.
When's the last time I watched that movie?
Every time it comes on TV.
When's the last time it's on TV?
I don't know, but every time.
We don't even own cable, so how does that happen?
You drank butterbeer. All the time.
It's sugary and delicious.
Yeah, and you make Harry Potter jokes around the house. I don't want to hear
Because they're hilarious.
See? I don't want to hear
You know what? Royce has a good point. I mean, just because it's something that kids also like doesn't mean you can't also
Toy Story.
Like it.
Toy Story. Pixar, for example.
I'm not making Toy Story jokes, though.
No, but...
I don't know.
But we should.
Does Voltron work on multiple levels? Because Harry Potter had allegories.
Oh, my God.
That adults
could... And the books were well written. I mean, Voltron's is a Japanese thing that kind of got translated into American.
DreamWorks bought it. So there's that. And secondly, the TV show's really good. I mean, I like the old one. And fuck you. I'm allowed to fucking like whatever I want.
Yeah, you just like terrible things.
Like what? What do you like that's so awesome?
Well, we already mentioned Harry Potter,
See,
so we can do that.
It's not awesome.
I think it's awesome. Yeah,
awesome. It's awesome if you like it, and I don't judge you for it, but don't judge me for my things.
Well, I wouldn't judge you if you didn't like Voltron.
No, you fucking... I don't
really. Voltron is the line that's been crossed.
Yeah, Voltron. Well, Voltron.
The lion. Was that a lion joke from Voltron?
No. Good
Voltron one. Is just a knockoff version of the Power Rangers, though. And there was like 18,000 versions of the Power Rangers. Like, how many more versions of, oh, okay, you guys are five parts to this thing that can be created and fight evil? Like, it's Voltron, the same storyline every time.
Voltron was around way before Power Rangers.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Feel like I'm right on this one, but I don't know.
I guarantee you Voltron was before Power Rangers. Voltron was like when I was a little kid before
what
Power
Rangers. What came first? Voltron?
Oop. The egg. The egg came first. Anyways, from the Emmy-winning Breaking Bad to an Oscar nomination
Voltron,
for
Voltron, first episode, 1984. September 10th, 1984.
Yeah, it says chicken or the egg, Voltron or Power Rangers, Marie. That's the first thing that came up.
All right. What was the movie Trumbo? I've never even heard of it, but apparently he was in it and got an Oscar nom for it. Bryan Cranston is certainly making some interesting career choices. Cranston has joined the cast.
Marie, stop talking for a second because we need to figure out what came first, and I guarantee you it was Voltron. Voltron was 1984, and Power Rangers was...
Let's see. Power Rangers... It's almost just the TV show went from 93 to 95, but then
and Voltron was 1984. Suck my cock. Voltron
is a remake of the original series. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. The original series was 1984.
As a whole, started in 83, according to what I'm reading.
Well, whatever.
Japanese. Okay. So basically, it was just, it's like two competing Japanese.
No,
animation.
Voltron was first. It's not two competing. Voltron
no,
was first.
They both came out of the same awful place is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, fine. Voltron was first. So.
Well, Cranston has joined the cast.
Cranston for a second.
Fuck Cranston.
What's your problem with Voltron? I want to know what people's issue is.
It's like if you said right now that you like Power Rangers. I mean, they're basically the same show.
Oh, I never liked Power Rangers.
I never liked any of them either.
They were very childish.
Oh, they're very childish. What were you watching? David and the Gnome?
Well, yes.
The guy fixed shoes and he ran with a fox. That guy was an asshole.
Here's the difference.
I'm going to make fun of all your childish TV shows.
I liked Ninja Turtles as a child.
I didn't Ninja Turtles either.
I liked them as a kid, but if I told you, yeah, I watched the new Ninja Turtles show on whatever and it's really good.
Fuck. If you said it like that, like a faggot, then I would have a problem. If you said it normally, I wouldn't care.
See, this is your argument tactic, is you don't actually listen to what I'm saying. You just start insulting me.
That's not true. I listen to what you're saying.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Alone. Voltron is awesome.
Voltron is not
Voltron
awesome.
Is not awesome.
David and the Gnome was awesome when I was a kid. I would not watch it today.
Yeah, you would.
And say, hey, I'm watching the remake and it's great.
Well, that Murray, pull up the Netflix story. That's actually brings.
But I didn't finish the Bryan Cranston story.
Bryan Cranston's playing Zordon. We get it. Move the Netflix.
No. I want to hear it.
Well, yeah. Let's just finish
Fine,
this
finish
one.
Finish the Bryan Cranston
and
one.
Stop bossing me around, bosser.
Go ahead.
Seriously.
A bossy.
Cranston has joined the cast for next year's big screen reboot of the popular kids TV show as Zordon, a giant floating head in a tube that advises the group of teens who band together to fight evil, the filmmakers announced. Well, that sounds just peachy for him.
Can you move the Netflix thing now?
Cranston joins a cast that already includes Elizabeth Banks. She's hot. RJ Seiler. I don't know that person. And David Denman. Also, probably know that person, but not recognizing the name. He's from The Office. With production already underway, photos of Banks in costume as villainess Rita Repulsa. That's a great villain name. I would never know that she was repulsive if her name wasn't Repulsa.
So basically, the show, that was so low budget, and it was shot like the old Godzilla movies were, because that's how Japanese did their movies back in the day. So this is going to be like a high budget, like, you know, action type of series, I'm assuming.
I guess so. They pulled Elizabeth Banks to do a fucking Power Rangers movie?
Sure. Jesus. Maybe she's a fan.
I guess. Cranston himself seemed especially excited about the news, tweeting
he
the
seemed
announcement.
What?
Especially
you
excited.
Said, you said especially.
I have a stuffy nose.
Are you
I
eating
know
biscotti?
Joel, I've been hearing you trying to pounce on everything I'm saying.
It's fun.
I'm sorry I can't use words. deal with it. There's only three of us.
Okay, you know what? You don't get to fucking be defensive on when I can and cannot make fun of you about botching.
I'm not missing. You can't insult me. I'm sick.
Oh, I want you to hit me so bad right now.
When you botch, I'm going to point it out.
I'm going to sex specially excite you all over you. Well,
okay, Bryan Cranston's in Power Rangers, right?
Yeah, and he's excited to play Zordon.
That's great.
Isn't it?
Especially excited.
Especially excited. He's super excited.
You should see the rest of the show as Greta, because you already sound like her tonight.
No, I don't want to.
No.
All right, what's the stupid Netflix one?
I got it, since you're being an idiot. Netflix most popular shows for the last 8 months. Okay, this is really interesting.
Really?
Well, yeah. What do you think? Before you look it up.
Why don't I decide what I find interesting?
I was going to say.
What do you think is the most popular show in the last 8 months on Netflix? The most views.
Okay, we're talking about series or movie series.
Orange is the New Black.
We're talking just series.
Orange, I'm going to say Black. Orange is the New Black.
Okay, Orange is the New Black. Okay, not you don't even think Making a Murderer would be up there?
Oh, right. That was super popular.
Well, it only had one season, and Orange is the New Black has had more than one season.
I can't check this out. Let's go backwards. Number 10 is Flaked with 2.7 million. I don't know what that is.
I already read the list. I just read it for the first time. I'm now enraged.
Love.
I'm really angry.
Okay, I'm not going to read it. You guys tell me.
Oh, my God. Oh
number
my God.
8, Master of None. That's Aziz Ansari's new show. Number 7, F is for Family, 7 million. That's Bill Burr. That's the good for him.
Oh, Bill Burr's show. I watched a couple episodes. I didn't laugh. Not saying that it might not be better. I mean, the first couple episodes of any show usually are a little rough, but
it's good. Watch all the way through.
Okay.
Number 6 is House of Cards, 9.05.
Do you guys watch that? High.
Jessica Jones, 9.3.
Nobody's going to answer my question? Or
what did you say, Dutch?
Cut out.
Do you guys watch House of Cards?
Yes.
We talked about it.
I was asking because I need a new show.
It's great.
It's amazing.
You know, I'm going to turn my sound up.
Just plow through season 3.
No, we hear you. Don't turn it up because you're overmodulated.
Yeah, you cut out. That's what happened. Plow through season 3. Watch season 4. Seasons 1 and 2 are amazing. Season 3 is kind of a lull, but you'll want to see season 4.
You'll
so
like
just
House
get
of Cards. Watch it.
Okay.
Number 5, Jessica Jones, 9.3 million.
Loved that. Good. That was a great season.
Number 4.
Hold on. Didn't they cancel that, though?
No.
No.
They're not coming back for that's what I read.
It's coming back.
Oh.
They're also making a Defenders TV show with her in it. Number 4 is The Ranch. What's The Ranch?
I don't know.
Can someone look that up? What's The Ranch?
The Ranch.
9.5 million. I mean, I would like to know what that is.
TV series.
Netflix renews Ashton Kutcher's The Ranch for season 2.
Ew, what is it?
And Danny Masterson. So basically two of the guys from that 70s show have a TV show. I didn't even heard about this.
The Ranch is a Netflix sitcom series starring Ashton Kutcher, Danny Masterson, Deborah Winger, and Sam Elliott. They did that debut.
Sam Elliott?
That debuted in 2016 on Netflix. The show takes place on the Iron River Ranch in Garrison, Colorado.
Ooh, Colorado!
Detailing the life of two brothers trying to run a business. There will be two batches of 10 episodes. Okay, that just...
Is it a comedy?
It said it was a sitcom.
Oh, okay.
Daredevil, 11.6 million.
Also fantastic.
Really great good. Show.
Number 2, Making a Murderer, 19.3 million.
That's a big jump.
Thing that went viral very quickly and then died as quickly as it hit.
The number one show on Netflix with 21.5 million.
You want to take a guess? Viewers. I already read it, Joel. And it's not Orange is the New Black. So guess what's the number one? It's going to enrage you.
Netflix. I don't know. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
I'll give you a hint. We did talk about it. And watch a couple episodes.
The slap.
The Fuller House.
No.
21.5 million viewers.
Cut it out. No.
2 million more viewers than Making a Murderer.
Wow. Was it just because people were just nostalgic, I'm assuming, right?
It was a big announcement that they were coming back, so...
And it was only on Netflix.
And it was probably so terrible that all of us assholes plowed through the entire season just to see Stephanie's boobs.
Meanwhile, the most popular Amazon show was The Man in the High Castle, 3.4 million, Transparent, 1.4 million, and Catastrophe, 1.2 million.
Yeah,
thank you for this list. It actually gave me a couple ideas for new TV shows to watch.
It's not... Yeah.
Like, A, we need to finish Fuller House.
No.
No.
No? It's bad. It's really bad.
It like, never was funny.
I mean, no, we watch it
should,
to see.
Should but... we watch The Ranch just to know? Because we've watched Making a Murderer. We've watched Daredevil. We watched Jessica Jones and House of Cards. So we've already seen the top six on Netflix, but we didn't see The Ranch.
I just had a flashback memory of, I've talked ad nauseum about my very conservative Christian family, and there was certain shows we could watch or couldn't watch depending on the content or whatever. I remember Full House being on and my dad switching the channel. And we're like, wait, was that bad? He's like, no, it's stupid. He just thought the show sucked, so we weren't allowed to watch it.
Yeah.
It was bad. But the thing is, the new show is not great.
Oh, I forgot.
Dude, this makes me sad for a couple reasons, because now that means more nostalgia is going to come our way.
Yes, they're going to remake a lot more old shitty TV shows.
Ready for Family Matters. Guaranteed it'll be the next one. Urkel's going to have kids, and they're going to be nerds. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. Step by Step, Suzanne Summers.
Listen, we could go on and on with shows they could read.
Perfect Strangers with Balky.
They already did Boy Meets World, Girl Meets World.
Girl Meets World, yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you saying this like it's news? This has been happening for the last 12 years.
Yeah, but I would have never expected it would be...
Get it off my Netflix is what... Yeah.
5 million? No, that blows every TV station, every show out of the water.
But it makes Netflix pop, you know, their highlight go way up. Like, people are going, okay, this is a viable place to get viewers and have shows. And more shows that are getting turned down by HBO or any network stuff, it's like, fuck you, I'll just go to Netflix.
I mean, it's... I mean...
But would other shows be as successful if it weren't for Stephanie's tits?
Stephanie's tits, but it was the nostalgia. I guarantee you fucking...
Stephanie's Jodie Sweetin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, her boobs are awesome.
The twins are now...
Hammy,
read what Hammy wrote in the chat. You can tell he just got in here.
I need to watch season two of Daredevil.
No, they cast Bryan Cranston as Zordon in the new Power Rangers movie.
Hey, way to be late there, buddy.
10 minutes ago,
shit fuck.
Yeah,
hey, call in, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know that the Senate was sitting on the floor earlier?
Where's the beef?
I'm voting for Gary Johnson. I want to talk about it now.
I just saw
you hear about that woman who's trying to fuck an 11-year-old?
Dude, did you hear that Michael Jackson was actually a pedophile for reals? Hammy, you are now caught up.
There we go.
You're welcome. Next time, don't be 56 minutes late.
You know what I don't like? The shows on Netflix that they...
Don't have enough cereal promos. I know. As a kid, all my TV shows had cereal commercials in between, and I miss it. I want to know when Boo Berry comes back.
I miss cereal.
Does anybody actually...
That's all you ate as a kid. You never eat as an adult.
If I could eat cereal all the time, that's all I would eat.
Except boring adult cereal.
Cereal was half of how I grew into the person I am. And now I've just completely gone away from it because I don't have it blasted in my face.
Well, no, I went away from it because I'm lactarded. Otherwise, I would eat cereal all the time.
Oh, you drink cashew milk.
Or soy milk or almond milk.
No, that's not the same. Not the same. Not the same. It's terrible. Have you tried it?
Guys, did you know Snape kills Dumbledore?
I knew that.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Though I did learn, thank you to Facebook, that Stannis Baratheon, the guy who plays it, is actually the dad to young Lord Voldemort in Harry Potter. So there's that.
You know what? It was so fucking good, the last episode of Game of Thrones. It was so good.
Yeah.
It's rare that you get satisfied like that, because normally they're always taking things from you. They actually gave you something this last episode.
That remember when Mersh was saying it after the show? We were talking to him yesterday, but he goes, get ready for the fucking heartbreak the next episode.
They're going to cut us in half.
There's nothing more satisfying than six seasons of just them killing character after character that you love until they come up with the worst character of all time and they allow him to be punched. Royce, watch out for you're going to knock over your shit. Sorry. I just saw the board getting almost knocked over. Sorry.
Like you were saying, the worst. And he dies in
just
the
getting punched
best way.
Shot with an arrow. He doesn't get poisoned. He doesn't have this dramatic thing of like plot and submersiveness.
They literally beat him up.
punched to the dick.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
And then at the brink of almost dying, then they just throw him to the dogs that he was killing everyone.
No. They throw him to the girl who got raped by him for like months on end, and she killed him with the dogs. That was even more satisfying as far as I'm concerned. Her doing it.
No, Royce isn't crying. My headphone thing got caught in the chair. Marie thinks that the...
Well, you almost knocked over the soundboard.
No, I didn't. It would take a lot for the soundboard to fall over.
Oh, okay.
You panicky Pete.
I saw it falling over.
Did you?
I saw it too.
Mm-hmm. How could you? There's no way.
I saw it.
It's not even close. Don't get it. Don't take your side.
I can, dude. I have a closed circuit camera. I see everything.
That's weird. Did you have that?
You told me it was only in
toilets.
You'll never find it.
Oh, there it is. I see it. Wow, I should have seen it. It was behind that poster the whole time.
No, it's on Yuki's not... collar. Stupid. Oh shit! I shouldn't have told you that.
The poster says this is not a camera. So I'm going to believe that. Okay, no, it's not the Wiener Show. We're going to move on. Why don't we go to break? When we come back from break, we talk about a whole bunch of other things and stuff, and maybe we'll have Colette on. I don't know.
Things and stuff and stuff.
Stuff and things.
All right, we'll go to break, Marie. Hit it.
Live Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey, boys and girls, do you like movies? Do you like talking about movies and giving your opinion about every little thing that makes you mad and happy and excited and pissed off? Well, Chris Whiten.
Yes, sir.
I like talking about movies, and I like talking about movies with you. Listen to the Untitled Movie Podcast exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Doc, I was sitting around the house thinking the other day, masturbating, wondering what
Cousin Joe
Hammy are up to.
You know what
Cousin Joe
and Hammy are up to, those two crazy cunts. They do a show called Brain Stew Radio.
What?
Yeah, you know what? It comes on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Brain Stew. They talk about news. They talk about brains. They're talking about making up a fine stew. They're their cooking show.
I like a good vegetable stew.
Me too, but they don't cook at all. Never mind. Listen, you got to check them out. Brain Stew, More Like Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show, along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
it has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh? We're going to
edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also... Oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe, Wyoming Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, Andy.
Oh, hey, Doc. I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you doing?
You're exercising?
Yeah.
I'm doing my Kegels.
All right, let's start again.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up, man?
Hey, you check out the new show. No, fuck. Let's try that again. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up?
You ever sitting around bored on a Monday night and you're like, holy shit, it's fucking 9 p.m. Eastern on a Monday. What are you going to do?
I'm going to cut it on More Like Radio is what I'm going to do, Doc.
Yeah, and then you're going to hear the Spruce Goose podcast.
Doc, I think it's the Loose News.
Yes, with Ian and Shannon. Check out the Bruce Cruise podcast.
That's Loose News, Doc. Now, come on.
The Loose Goosey Goose Goose podcast.
The Loose News, I believe the name is.
Ian and Shannon chatting with each other. They're funny. And the goddamn poos.
It's the Loose News, Doc, and Shannon's easy on the eyes.
And so is Ian, if I don't say so myself. He looks like a goddamn swarthy Tony Stark. Spruce Goose.
Loose News.
I got it. Loose News? Oh, it's Loose News. Okay. Loose News, 9 p.m. Monday.
Everything's a comedy. Fuck.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Hey, Cartman. What's going on? Aren't you going to, you know, go do something about this new principal?
I've already got 4 days of detention. I don't want any more. I'm going to start following the rules.
But this isn't you, Cartman. Yeah, where's the Eric Cartman we know? The Eric Cartman we know breaks the rules, and he gets away with it. Just like his hero. Come on, who's your hero, Cartman?
Tom Brady.
Right, and what does Tom Brady do after breaking the rules?
Deny and subvert.
Yeah, what would Tom Brady say if he got caught shoplifting?
Everybody shoplifts, why are you coming down on me?
Yeah! You're Tom Brady, Cartman. And that new principal in there is the football commissioner trying to dictate his punishment to you. And what happens when an invulnerable cheater comes up against an elitist corporate dictator?
Perfect storm of hypocrisy that everyone in the country has to deal with for months on end.
Yeah!
You're right, guys. I'm gonna Tom Brady this thing.
Yeah!
I'm gonna say, you're not giving me 4 days of detention. You're only giving me one.
Yeah!
No, to hell with that. You're giving me no days of detention. And then I'm gonna go home and f*** my hot wife. Who's not even that hot. Kind of looks like a cheese.
Yeah!
Thanks, guys. I almost forgot the lessons that football has taught us all. I can get around these pesky rules. Butters, I'm going to need your underwear.
Okay! Bring the law.
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show, 954-573-2780. Hippo Juice Film on Skype, if you want to get in contact with the show. We're breaking the law, as we always do, but in a reasonable measure. Like, you know what, Dutch? Sometimes I start driving and then I put my seatbelt on. How do you let them, how do you like them apples?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah. It's really dangerous.
Sometimes I drive and while I'm backing out, I put my seatbelt on. Guess what? Come and get me, Popo.
Really,
that's what I say.
It's not, you're breaking the law.
I am. It's like the song.
I'm actually like a little concerned because you know how I snapped my collarbone in the last car accident I got in. last year. Like, I now have it off my shoulder because I don't want to break it again because it hurts.
It still hurts?
It's still sore, yeah, when the weather changes. No, if I touch it, it's fine. It's usually like when the when it's about to rain or something like that. So.
Oh my, you're an old man already?
I know.
Apparently, Spider-McGee is collecting typewriters.
Why are you collecting typewriters, Spider? You know, for the apocalypse.
No, like, I'm just trying, like, what's the allure?
What a weird, specific thing to collect.
I'm just curious what the allure of a typewriter.
Call in, dude.
Well, when, yeah, call in. When you're Spider. Going to go, you know, for the whole mass criminal thing, it's nice to have, you know, a means of communication without digital tracebacks. So, there's that.
I thought you said you were okay, Spider. Yeah, Spider should call in.
Sometimes people just do weird things.
And do you where do you find ribbon for it?
Do you guys ever collect anything? Or did you guys ever? Have you guys ever collected anything?
Yeah, we
did a whole
about it.
Bit on this.
I forgot.
We did.
We totally did.
What was it? Remind me real quick.
Royce collects comic books.
If he's collecting that, like, I want to collect beepers. What do you guys think?
Yeah, pagers.
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't think that's a good idea.
But I want, like...
But they might be worth something one day.
No. But just to make sure I don't lose my beeper, I want my, the little clip that goes on your belt loop. You know what I mean?
Please
little,
don't collect anything.
What's wrong with pagers?
Just don't collect anything.
If you need me, and it's an emergency...
I don't want to have to figure out how to store any of your stupid collection ideas.
Do you think they would even still work? Like, do they just work off of cell tower signal? Like, what was the actual signal that they ran off of?
If you need me...
Call me no matter where you are.
If there's an emergency
no matter
ring,
how far.
Think about it.
Don't baby, there ain't no beeper phone. I know shit.
Think about it. There's an emergency
ring. He really trailed. Let him.
Oh, baby. Go ahead, Royce.
What,
nailed it. What do you call it?
Okay.
What do you call that song?
Me?
Yeah.
Ain't no peeper far enough.
All right.
Oh, you didn't even try. That's not even smart. You just changed the name of the actual song.
Can I pick a bone for a second?
Yes. Well, not
only if it's mine.
Pick up some boners.
I want to pick up some boners.
That's not the right way to say it. I'm
no,
pretty sure.
It's not the right way to say it.
That's how we're saying it now.
So
I want to pick some boners here for a moment.
So
look, you got a boner.
Today, my boss said, keep getting boners. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have so many boner drops.
I'm a boner.
Now, that's a boner drop.
15-year-old girls gave me boners.
It's never going to
end. Stop. You can stop with mine. You
we've said boner.
5-year-old me knew that. He would get a huge boner.
It really is sad, the amount of silly drops.
Today, I got notified that we all have to share... the duty of distributing out our teams of mail to each other. And the reason when you backtracked why we're being told to distribute mail just made me laugh so hard that I just kept sending memes to my boss all day long about it. So, like, they sent out this corporate policy thing, like, to help with efficiencies, we're actually going to just have groups of you guys where we'll have bulk mail where you'll get to choose who distributes the mail out to everyone so everyone gets their mail. She goes, yeah, they're doing that because the guy that's in the mail room's retiring. And they just don't want to hire a new mail guy.
So they... Wait.
Like, office spaced us.
That's
he
so
just
stupid.
Got rid of the problem. Like, there's the... I don't even understand.
Well, we have Rorschach on the line. What's up, buddy?
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Let me tell you what's great about these manual typewriters. And I ordered one myself a couple of years ago.
Can you sell it to me like you're a salesman trying to sell
me
a typewriter?
You sell the lady of the house a typewriter.
I'm interested in a typewriter, but I don't know what the benefits are.
The benefits are the sound. The benefits are the print on the page. The benefits are... You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No.
Smell?
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, there's only one company now in America that's making a manual non-electric typewriter, and you can get it off Amazon. I had to pay $299.
Why?
Get a laptop for that.
Why would you? No, why do you need?
No, 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 guys, come on! You don't understand. It's about the print on the paper. It's about the sound of the.
100%. You've said those 3 points already, but you're still not selling me. I still understand.
I'm 100% positive that the government owns this company, and they just assume whoever buys this is going to assassinate a president one day.
Right.
Because that's what I think. That's what an assassin would have, a typewriter.
Now, how many ransom notes have you sent? Using your typewriter.
Yeah, I've only sent three.
Get a use out of it then. You gotta do more ransom.
I would assume a typewriter is something that like a hipster would have like a satchel for and would go into a Starbucks and sit down and do his writing with that just to annoy everyone. The only thing I would assume that.
On a train? Dutch, the sound of that clickety-clack hitting the page, and you really have to press the keys down. You're sitting there with, like, your index finger.
If it's the sound you need,
you can go on YouTube and find sounds of anything.
Actually, what I do is I don't have a typewriter. I just use a regular keyboard, but I put on tap shoes, and I make the sound effects with my
while you're typing?
While I'm typing to recreate the sensation that I'm using a typewriter.
Okay.
Clickety-clack.
All right, listen, guys.
Sometimes I lose my tap shoes, and I actually bring in an actual horse into my house so that he can walk around so he can do clickety-clack, clickety-clack.
It's terrible because there's shit everywhere.
Oh, it smells.
Do you know how much horses shit?
I prefer the tap shoes method, but sometimes I misplace them.
Yeah, because your shits are much smaller and easier to pick up.
Indeed.
All right, listen. How was LCD sound system?
It fucking blew my mind.
He actually cramped up while I was typing and tapping at the same time. So then I would put the tap shoes on the dog and let the dog walk around to still simulate the sound effect.
I don't think the dog likes that.
She doesn't. She usually just sits down.
There's not even.
Okay, listen, guys. How old are you? I'm like 47. That is nostalgic for me. And
I was a typewriter before when I was younger. I mean, I know of typewriters.
Yeah, I'm 31. I remember my parents using them when I was a kid.
If you were listening earlier, you know exactly how old we are because nostalgia for Royce is Voltron.
Yes.
I'm 34.
Yeah. That's true.
An old man. But not as old as you are.
Yeah, Rorschach was in college when that show was popular.
Rorschach, plug your show, buddy.
It's something Doc and I are doing on fucking Saturdays or something. I don't know. I don't know. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. And go out and buy a manual typewriter.
No.
You will
live to regret it.
Okay. later, buddy. Later.
That was the best damn plug I ever heard.
Now we need to get... We should find who this typewriter company is and see if they want to sponsor the show. I think we'd be the only show doing try to sell typewriters.
Well, it would have to
be
like...
Do you want
to
kill somebody and not get caught? Typewriters.
It would have to be sold in this 2016 post-Obama world we live in, so I would put mustaches on the typewriter.
I like where Marie's going. You sell it in a vintage wooden antique oak box.
And it comes with a separate monocle for an additional $10.
And then, you know what? How about two monocles? I call it a double monocle. Or glasses.
A bimonocle?
Okay.
Yes. So we'll sell it with that, okay?
How do they ever keep monocles on?
You have to like put it in like that part of your eye, like the orbital lobe.
So you have to constantly one eye squint, you know, like mush your.
That's super convenient.
It was easy.
But
you're right. We should get monocles for everybody.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it was a very inconvenient invention.
So special looking.
Here's what I'm
monocles.
And whose eye problems were that? How do they specifically know, okay, he's got astigmatism in that eye and not the other one?
Monocles. We need to bring back
top hats.
Top hats. Oh, I would love top hats. Oh, pocket
watches. Every wedding they have top hats.
Pocket watches would be great.
Lace handkerchiefs.
Lace. Oh, I like.
Everything you guys are mentioning is what hipsters wear.
A handkerchief is terrible. Like my grandfather used to have one. He'd just blow his boogers in and then he'd just put it in his pocket.
Ugh,
and then he'd offer it to me. And I'd be like, I don't want your booger handkerchief.
Get that disease away from me. You have croup.
Well, what we do is actually it's a typewriter and old timey costume sales like storefront. So because you don't want to be writing on a typewriter without looking the part.
I forgot to ask Rorschach if the fucking typewriters are haunted, because if they're haunted, then I'll buy one. Haunted typewriters.
Just because it's old doesn't mean it has the potential of being haunted.
Most things that are old have a big potential.
Not necessarily. No.
I've seen ghost hunters.
Well, maybe like houses. But
here's what I've seen with ghost hunters. Ghosts are attracted to Axe body spray because those dudes definitely wear it. And that's about it. That's my only.
I was going to say, you run out of steam.
I ran out of steam. But speaking of steam, we also bring back the steam engine since we're bringing back old things. I want to shovel coal to get to places. What do you guys think? Anyone want to shovel coal?
I don't hate the steampunk style.
I just want a bicycle that has a huge front wheel tire.
Ride bikes with you.
You know where they had the really large first wheel and the really tiny back wheel?
Yeah, how do they get up on them?
With a ladder.
But why wouldn't they just make it shorter?
If you listen to that Salt and Pepper song, really they just get up on this.
Are you saying the Salt and Pepper song was actually about getting on a big old timey bicycle?
Uh-huh. Which song was it again?
Get up on this.
Was that the one?
Yeah. Old timey bicycle.
Okay.
See, they're talking about pushing the bicycle.
Bicycle.
No, not the conspiracy big bicycle.
No.
They're actually talking about bicycles with the big front tire.
Okay, cool.
Totally different thing than big bicycles.
Oh, there's push it, meaning like you got to get it, you know, get it up and go because the guy's 8 feet off the floor.
Get up on this.
How do they dismount though?
Well, the
backflip.
The song tells you later, I believe.
It's a backflip. You backflip off of it, and then stick the landing. Listen, people back then were also way more athletic than we are today.
Good point. I mean, they had to fight off like the Black Plague and shit.
If I learned anything from Bonanza, is that people knew how to do a lot of horse tricks.
That was a very vague reference that I don't think either of us got.
Oh, Royce and I have been talking about Bonanza for like the last half of a year.
Royce, did you get that one?
I was paying attention.
Oh.
That Spider McGee says, I can't wait till they drop an EMP so you millennials can't stare at your phones. My typewriters will be $5,000. First off, no, you know, no one's going to drop an EMP. This isn't the fucking Jericho. So relax with that.
Yeah, okay? And the fact that, like, oh, we can't write. We need typewriters. And this guy has 40 billion of them. And they're going to be worth $5,000 each. I don't think you understand how the apocalypse works, Spider.
Yeah, I mean, Milf has a good point. Pretty sure we're going to have bigger problems than needing typewriters.
Right. I don't think he understands.
And by the way, Hammy says a good point. African-American plague, Dutch.
I hope that he's also training carrier pigeons to transfer his typewriter messages.
I do Game of Thrones style. I send crows.
Oh, I do Harry Potter. I send owls.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, but basically some sort of bird style of delivery system, whether it be birds or pigeons or owls. Listen, maybe we'll go crazy.
I'm going falcons.
Ostrich.
All day.
Ooh,
ostrich.
That would, well, they don't fly. They're not, exactly. They're fast on land, but can birds a lot faster in the air.
Can you imagine putting a postal hat on an ostrich? How cute it would be running.
Oh,
with your,
it'd be adorable. I'm Googling it right now.
Think about it, Dutch.
Post.
I don't think it'd be effective. I mean, granted, like I said, they're fast on land, but any bird that can fly is faster than a fucking ostrich on land.
But it's not about that. It's
That's
about,
like saying I'm going to put it on chickens.
No, no. It's when you. It's like for bigger parcels, you need something to carry. It sure. It takes longer. Like ground delivery, it takes longer.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, come on, internet. No one's put a postal hat on an ostrich before.
Can it's somebody like get ground. On fucking photoshopping a postal hat on a hat?
For the love of God!
Come on, internet. You're better than that.
Disappoint me.
Seriously.
We're so spoiled.
Yeah. We need to have a
Dutch,
sound.
And also then we can ride the ostriches post-apocalyptically.
Dutch, we also need to have a sound drop every time we have a unique idea. It's rare, but it happens. And whenever Google doesn't have the answer to my question, I want that to just be like a ding or something like that. Can we work on that?
Yeah, I actually have a sound. I have a sound for that.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
You need like something shorter than that.
Pretty cutting edge.
I'm going to search ding. This is the first thing that comes up.
Ding.
Bing.
Needlenose Ned. Ned the head.
Someone's put just a regular old boulder hat on an ostrich before, but it's not really the same effect. I want him to be in uniform.
There you go. Is that a good one?
Oh, yeah. I like that. Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
Adding that to the soundboard now.
Thank you so much.
We could have an why is an ostrich wearing Hillary Clinton's suit in there?
Probably more like Lane Bryant. Anywho, what were you talking about? Ostrich hats?
Your great idea.
Somebody in Miami MILF, Mitch, where are you when we need your Photoshop skills? And Hammy says, hopefully dead.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
harsh.
It's funny, though.
Harsh.
Oh, God.
No, but seriously, we need an ostrich that delivers mail.
Yeah.
Like that'll happen. That's important.
Well, okay. Better this is all, we're all talking about post-apocalyptic shit, right?
Our point is this. We've already named at least five things are more important than a typewriter. Basically, fucking postal ostriches.
Yes.
Carrier pigeons.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Ravens.
Well, no, don't you. Ravens are on the internet. It's only for when we have a unique idea.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Raven, take it back. Can you reverse it or do something?
Can you do the donk?
Oh, wait.
No, that one.
Or this one. Wait, no, that's this.
Okay, well, I mean, that's fine. I appreciate it. So my point is, typewriter, yeah. Where are you going to get ribbon, buddy? There's going to be no Amazon post-apocalyptically. So,
he's going to type in blood.
Yeah. And you're going to send an old...
Yeah, and they're going to run out of ink. Like, I mean, how does he think those things are going to be worth $5,000 a piece? Spider, you're an idiot.
Mm.
Come on, let's be real here and stop talking silly. We're talking about actual currency in the post of the EMP world.
Plus, good luck catching your typos, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
What happens if they run out of white out? What are you going to do now, Spidey?
First off, Caucasian out. Let's not be insensitive just because they're white.
I don't know how this works anymore.
And secondly, yeah, I mean, again, it feels like either you're going to write a ransom letter, you're going to assassinate a president. Like, that's the
Or you're a douche thing. With a typewriter.
Or you're Benjamin buttoning it.
Oh, Brian in the Facebook chat says he wants to touch us, and he says, don't ignore me, I'm grieving. Well, okay, Brian Alvier, of course. Hi, Brian.
Hey, I'm Brian, paying attention to you. Guess what? In our gym, we saw a hashtag Alvier Strong, because I think we go to the same gym somehow.
Yeah, the Anytime Fitness in Davenport. What were we talking about?
We were talking about the next article, which is from Huffington Post.
Was that written in a typewriter?
No. No, it was written in period blood because they're all women.
Ew.
What?
It's really gross.
Ew.
Just
huh?
Really. You're gross.
You're gross.
You really can just. You're the girl on the show and you will say some of the most vile things sometimes.
You're welcome.
So gross.
Mum. This is how you know it's a British.
Mum.
Urges women to be cautious posting bump selfies after hers ends up on a. Pregophilia site.
Mom.
Oh, I thought it was going to be longer.
It was, but I was like, eh.
This is from the UK Huffington Post. So that's why it says, that's why I'm saying mom. I'm not being pretentious. I'm reading.
Brian says women can write. Who allowed that? That's a good point. You know what, Dutch? Let's sit on the floor.
Side with them.
Why don't we sit on the floor and not allow women to fucking.
Right, on the Senate until they pass something that says. These bitches shouldn't be able to read.
Can we at least
is that what the bill's going to say?
Yeah.
The bill's just going to say, these bitches
shouldn't be allowed to read or write.
D's, like D-E-E-Z.
These bitches.
Bitches.
Mm-hmm. A mum blogger alerting other
Stop
women.
Stop saying that.
That's how they wrote
I
it.
I don't.
Every time you say it, I'm going to hit the button. Okay. I'll let it go full long form, too.
Oh. A mum blogger.
Mum.
You asked for it.
Mummy.
Okay, sorry.
Alerting other women about the dangers of sharing bump selfies online after hers ended up on a pregophilia site.
What's pregophilia?
It's people that get off on looking at selfies of women who are pregnant and have a picture of their bump.
Yeah, the people who have the pregnant lady fetish.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Meg Ireland, which sounds so made up.
What a fake name.
From the UK.
You didn't even try on that one, dude.
There's someone named Ireland in the UK? That's so made up.
I'm Phil Welsh.
I'm Marie America.
You're Marie America.
I'm not quick enough to think of something.
age 25, who runs the Shut Up Meg blog. Okay, that's pretty good. Pleaded at others to be cautious about what they're posting and who follows them online. Posting a photo of her bump picture she found on another site, Ireland wrote, not the country, the person. This bump pic along with around 15
all 3 million drunken sots wrote.
The country of Ireland wrote this message. No. 15 other pictures of mine ended up on an online pregophilia site, which is a porn site for people who like pregnant women.
Oh, that's weird. Can you imagine that? Like, just like, Wait, that's me.
Is that considered child porn?
No. Oh. Oh, mind blown.
See where it went there?
I got it.
You're welcome. Deeper thoughts. Ireland, the person, not the country, said while she believes women shouldn't have to worry about others stealing their photos, it's something they can't avoid. I see. Really? Really?
Yeah.
This is what we're doing now?
Yeah.
My home.
Oh my God! What if this song was about guys masturbating on her pregnant stomach?
Oh, now it's a little weird.
Now it is forever.
I really can't read while Herky is singing to me.
Sorry,
it's incredibly distracting. The quote says, "I see so many people upload their bump pics, and now I just gasp and hope to God they don't get their into the hands of someone they shouldn't." She wrote, "When I was scrolling through this god awful site trying to find where this thread was, I saw some pretty fucked up shit. People were uploading pictures of their wives to other to other users.
My wife,
brothers-in-law uploading pictures of their sisters-in-law, and women uploading pictures of their work colleagues. I literally couldn't believe what I was. I literally couldn't even.
Literally
couldn't believe it.
God, there's nothing worse than when someone starts a sentence like that. You know it's never going to be like, I literally solved world hunger.
Ireland, the person, not the country, also addressed some of the.
Stop saying that.
Yes, exactly.
What?
Well, what if we get confused, Dutch? What if the country it's in later?
I know I'm stupid, but I'm not that dumb. You don't have to say it that many times.
I do it because it makes you laugh.
Go ahead.
Also addressed some of the comments she'd received after people argued she is to blame for posting the pictures in the first place.
Shame.
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 People
Shame.
Would say,
Shame.
I should only blame
Shame.
Shame.
No, that's Shame. 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 Shame.
That the last one's the worst one. The last one's the worst one.
He had a lot of shame after he made that sound.
That was it. Someone should have chased him down a fucking street. Go ahead.
You know, if Donald Trump made that sound, I think people would just love him more.
Oh, yeah. Right. He bumped like 5% in the polls.
Yeah. If Hillary made
Donald
that
Donald Trump today said this. And now he's just won the election.
Go ahead.
Lost where I was. People would say I should only blame myself for uploading personal pictures and that it was my own fault. I see it differently. I didn't care that someone had screenshot my photo to show someone. It was what they did with my photos that made me physically sick to my stomach. What? Masturbate to them?
Hot.
Why should we have to sit and worry about this when, you know, honestly, okay, I might be on the other side of the fence here being not a pregnant mother or a mother in general or ever being pregnant, but I probably would feel flattered that somebody would find my pregnant ass body attractive enough to masturbate to it.
That's for redropping got what you call truth bombs on the show.
Because if I were 8 months, I'd probably be having fat ankles at that point, hair in weird places, because your body does some weird fucking shit.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. So I'd probably be a little depressed.
Be like, oh my God, there's guys jerking off to this.
And other guys would be like, oh man, she's hot. I'd be like, thanks.
Here's the point that this girl, I mean, granted, I know you. It might feel weird when you realize people are jerking off to you and it's something that wasn't supposed to be sexy. But whenever you post anything online, it's there forever.
And it's assumed that
and it's public property. And what people do with it and what sites they want to put it on is for their own whatever they want to do. So you have to understand that. So you can't sit there and be like, well, people shouldn't be taking the stuff that I put up on a publicly traded site and do what they want to do. It should only be what I think they should do with it. Like, what is she complaining about?
Probably that she didn't get royalties from being on the porn site.
You think that's what it is?
Probably.
Okay.
That's what I'd be upset about.
What is she? Because she did give a bunch of caveats there. What was the rest of her sentence there?
Ireland believes the pictures were taken from a private...
The country?
The country?
No, the woman.
You need to be more specific.
You really got to tell us next time.
I'm confused.
I know.
Jeez.
It's really confusing.
Come on.
You're right. I'm sorry.
I thought the country said something.
Meg really Ireland, shouldn't. Person, not the country,
okay.
believes the pictures were taken from a private mother's group she joined in 2014 when she was pregnant.
Private mothers sounds like a terrible cover band with just a bunch of old moms who used to rock.
Just because the group is private doesn't mean it's not fucking available to anybody to see. Like, never mind. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
One person in the group was a fake and was using my picture to encourage other ladies to post pictures of their bellies so they could steal them and post them on these bizarre sites.
Not steal. No, it's a public.
I emailed the website after having to go through all this horrible content to try and find it. They took it down after I threatened with legal action. She wants Ireland, the person, not the country, says she wants to spread awareness and make sure others realize that people out there are targeting pregnant women.
How old is she again?
25.
She's young enough to know that whole thing about the internet.
I actually have audio from the guy that leaked the photo.
Oh, really? On a jacket where the sun always shines. He's gonna check it. Been spreading the word and now I need to ease my mind. Checking it open like apple seeds and while the apples grow.
San Diego. All right, cut it. She's 25, but she's also from the UK, so add 30 years because they all act super old.
Oh, they're really old.
Sure, you're right. So I've seen Downtown Abbey. I'm calling it Downtown.
Downtown.
It's just like dog years. You have to add a certain number of years to British people because they all still dress in like old timey things.
No, they really don't anymore. I think that you misunderstand.
Oh no, they're way
behind. They all act like they do in Harry Potter. No.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Marie's right. Where is she wrong, Royce?
You're right. Harry Potter is like that.
I also read the books.
Oh. Okay.
So I know.
Are the books better, Marie?
The books were much better.
One of Marie's first characters ever, Book Snob Marie. I forgot all about that.
Oh, I didn't. Hashtag never forget. Should we go to food?
Oh, by the way, specifically...
No,
I've been,
I guess
yeah,
no.
In a second, yes. But
right now.
I have a best of bit of Book Snob Marie. It's 9 minutes long, but we're not going to play it tonight. Maybe Mel put it up on online.
I also want to fuck with anyone that has the Amazon Echo, so I just want to go, Alexa, play polka. I'm going to do that for anyone that has it, because now that'll fuck with... Every time if they listen to the show on their Amazon Echo, I got emails last time we talked about it.
Alexa, play Bop.
That it was taking over... What we were saying was taking over the Alexa.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So...
My phone... I will do the whole... If I say anything that even remotely sounds like, hey, Siri, my phone will like be like, what do you want?
You're right.
No, wasn't talking to you, Siri.
Shut the fuck up, Siri.
By the way, I have Australian Siri.
Why do you have Australian Siri?
Because you can pick different accents, and I think the Australian one sounds more personable.
Okay.
Here, I'll prove it to you.
All right, now he's going to prove it to us. Because I apparently needed it.
Siri sounds like a coughing Dutch.
I really,
Siri sick.
Are you okay? Do you need a moment?
Oh no, Dutch is dying.
No, Dutch.
Dutch,
sorry. Come back to the light.
Don't go.
Went down the wrong tube.
Oh, there's
so much to live for.
Don't go, Dutch. No.
I'll never let go.
Dutch, please.
Siri, how do you perform the Heimlich maneuver?
Okay. I found this on the web for how do you perform the Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I see where you're going. I like it. Can I make my Google thing have an accent?
I don't fucking know. Probably.
I want to make my OK Google thing do accent.
It doesn't sound as robotic.
No, it doesn't. It sounds more natural.
Right.
Cool.
No.
And speaking of cool... A man says he will eat the worst Subway sandwich the internet can come up with.
Okay, yes, please read this. Ugh, okay, I read earlier.
I guess this is what
Siri,
happens when they get
what
rid of
is
Jerry?
The world's worst Subway sandwich?
Okay, I found this.
She gave me Wikipedia.
I hope it was for a Vegemite sandwich.
The world is a common name for the whole human. No.
Oh, stop wasting my time. That's let me just read the story.
You're getting mad at wasting time.
Uh huh. Listen, Hippo Juice is not about wasting time.
Of course not. That's not our MO. We're trying to get the actual hard stories out there, Marie. I'm sorry.
Never
go ahead.
Once have we ever stalled for time on this show?
That's
I will
not
have
true.
You.
That's not true. We've done it many times. What are you talking about?
Name one time where we filibustered to get ourselves out of a jam.
This entire show's a filibuster.
Number one, I'm going to sit on the floor right now to show you that I'm not kidding.
Okay, and then?
What?
What are you going to do after you sit on the floor?
Just sit. chill.
That's the whole plan?
Kind of hang out.
I brought cards.
Okay.
We can play cards. I know this asshole that has a typewriter.
Yeah.
You want to hit somebody in the head with a typewriter.
Well, while you sit on the floor, can I read this Daily Dot story?
Sure.
About the subway.
Now, this site's specifically 100% about the candy dots, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Except specific. For this one story.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
This
one story is not about the child and candy dots.
Right. They veered off into Subway sandwiches.
That's weird, but go ahead.
They're trying to diversify. Okay. They're losing readership massively.
Not many people.
Hemorrhaging
like,
users.
When's the last time I ate dots? I can't think of it.
The last time you said, wow, I like being able to open and close my mouth more than once.
You're right. Starburst, too. Anyway, go ahead.
There's bravery, and then there's Redditor Mr._Scorpion.
Okay. What did Mr. Scorpion do?
That's like from The Simpsons. Dude has promised to do
something. No, he hasn't. He's sitting in the backyard.
No.
Oh, hey, dude. How's it going?
Oh, he's in the backyard.
Is he getting better? Is he running around and being a dog?
He is a little shithead right now. He's in training
phase. I want to see a new picture of dude. Anyways, he promised to do something no sane person would. This is Mr. Scorpion, by the way.
Okay, what did Mr. Scorpion do?
Get over here!
To Reddit.
Is that what he said?
What is the worst possible Subway sandwich using actual ingredients from Subway? He wrote to his fellow Redditors, subsequently noting, I will eat the highest rated comment and report back. Here are some of the top voted options on the table right now.
Okay, so the things ahead. They have in their bar combine the okay, go ahead.
Yes. The first sandwich is called the Lubin Bowls. Get the wheat bread, insist that they lube it up, son, first by slathering a copious amount of mayo on both sides.
Ew.
To the point where you can't see bread anymore. Then you get them to toast it at a 3. Add cold
with
meatballs.
With mayo? Toast the mayo? No, don't die.
Then add cold meatballs and you're good to go.
Cold meatballs?
The Lubin balls.
No.
Toasted mayo. That's pretty bad.
That's pretty gross. All right. Option number 2 is the fussy eater. Says, well, I was a fussy eater as a kid, so I used to get a white foot long with just olives and tomato sauce.
I mean, that's not that terrible. I mean, I wouldn't
first
eat it.
First one sounds worse.
It kind of sounds like a pizza in a weird way. Third option is called the salty dog. Says, walk in and ask for wheat bread with salt. Just have them pour on the salt until they're worried for your health. And you're dead.
More. Tell me when to stop. More. And then you don't say anything for 5 minutes.
More. Toasted, of course.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
That's pretty bad.
Salt bread toasted. All right, I like that one. Option 4 is called the barfologist. Barfologist.
Okay.
Bartholomew.
It says meatball and tuna with double squirt of sweet onion teriyaki sauce.
Ew.
Not toasted.
Ooh.
That one. Can I come up with one? Can I try one?
Yeah, you can come up with one.
Okay. White bread, you ask them not for the tuna, but just to pour the liquid from the bottom of the tuna on the bread.
That is an ingredient.
And it gets soggy. And they have to do it.
That's pretty bad.
I need a name for that one. I'll call it the
soggy bottom maker?
No, I'll call it the sailor's orgasm.
Okay.
Go ahead. Next one. Any more?
Yeah, of course there's more. The dessert first.
Okay.
Taking a page from an older thread and combining them. Italian bread, chocolate chip cookie, pepperoni, whole pickles, mayo.
Ew!
It's a lot.
Edit.
It's a lot going on.
There's an edit to this. In case it wasn't clear, you put the cookie in the sandwich. In the old thread, some guy was able to convince the sandwich maker to do that. There was also a comment about getting a whole pickle from the back.
Oh, no.
The next option is called the frustrator. It's an Italian urban cheese, bread, all the sauces, just bell peppers, no other vegetables or meat, all triangular cuts of cheese, but ensure that they are improperly positioned so that the sandwich does not maximize the cheese coverage.
Oh, no. It's all loaded on one side. Oh, it's terrible.
These people are evil geniuses.
Ooh, I like the name of the next one. The Two Chains Special.
Oh, Two Chains.
Dude comes in and asks for a Big Philly. The Big Philly is a steak sandwich that comes with 3 trays of meat. All others come with just 2 and double cheese. He asked for double meat and double cheese toasted. So at this point, we have a sandwich with 6 trays of meat and 16 slices of cheese. Specifically, asked for 2 trays on the side he's about to eat now for lunch and 4 on the other for dinner. The only vegetables he's got were banana peppers, but then came sauces. I emptied about half a bottle of oil, chipotle, sweet onion, and mayo each total. I could feel my arteries closing at this point. He was cool and asked me to not attempt closing it, ended up wrapping it in saran. The total came up to over $14, and as I handed it to him, he said, "I call this the 2-chain special," and left. Never saw him again.
Oh.
All right. And I got a couple more. There's the lettuce float. Says, "Well, you said any ingredients from Subway, get a sub. Let's go with a foot long BMT on the Italian urban cheese. Toasted, no. Double cheese, yes. Fill it up with lettuce. That's the only topping you'll need. Next up, order a large Pepsi. Now submerge your sub inside your cup of Pepsi.
No, that doesn't skip. See, no, that doesn't count.
That's getting stupid.
It's got to be actual ingredients. And you could be very disgusting. Here, I have one. Can I try one?
Sure.
You know when you order like any stuff with bacon at Subway, they just get the cold refrigerated bacon and microwave it?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them you want the bacon unmicrowaved. You want the cold with the fat like congealed on it. You want triple order of the bacon on a wheat bread, and then you want it doused in honey mustard sauce. What do you think? Is that terrible?
Sounds pretty gross. All right, there's one more, and it's called the 4chan, and it's actually posted as a picture.
Hey, our buddy's at 4chan.
It looks like it's from 4chan. I'm going to zoom in so I can read this because it's kind of hard to ring. All right, it says ITT fast food stories. I'll start. Be me living at uni, go to Subway to pick up some lunch before class, go downtime, only 2 other people in there. Employee hears the bell and comes out from the back. 9'10" skinny blonde holding her phone up to her ear but not talking. I wait a bit and she gives me a look, figure she's on hold, and I better order. Yeah, I'll have the 6-inch BLT on Italian, and she cuts me off. Can't she see I'm on the phone? Why am I reading this? I don't want to read this anymore. It's not stupid. Why do they put this in here?
Well, speaking of disgusting food, Burger King jumps into a snack brand hybrids.
Oh, thank God. What are they doing?
Snack brand what?
Okay.
Hybrids.
Hybrids.
Hybrid.
Not hybrid. Hybrid.
Hybrid.
Hybrid.
Burger King, the restaurant chain. Now look at these right here. Mac and Cheetos. Okay?
I would eat it. I would eat
See
it.
That? Okay, you know, I'm, I do, Look like I the, want
it's
that.
Cheese bites.
I want that yesterday. Dude, it's fried mac and cheese. When are they starting to do this?
Oh, well, relax.
Burger King, I can't.
Backed by 3G Capital and Warren Buffett, will begin selling deep fried sticks of macaroni and cheese encrusted in Cheetos flavored breading, part of a trending toward blending fast food with well-known snack brands.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Dude, that is brilliant.
The new product called Mac and Cheetos emerged
from... It even rolls off the tongue.
A partnership.
It just says awesome.
Someone give that marketer a raise.
Somebody smack me in the face and call me a bitch because I need this in my mouth right now.
Somebody smack that guy's ass and give him a kiss on the lips.
That is the greatest idea. Cheetos breading? Are you kidding me?
Mac and Cheetos will be sold for about 8 weeks or until supplies run out. There's a Burger King, which is part of Restaurant Brands International. The $2.49 5-pack of portable mac and cheese bites, similar to mozzarella sticks. The item, which has 310 calories, has already appeared in at some Burger Kings for a trial phase. I bet you they're in Orlando. We're partnering with one of the Americans' favorite brands, Alex, blah, 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 blah. Now, Burger King's also doing hot dogs, too.
Mm-hmm. During the football season.
Mm-hmm. Watch the next video. Okay, anyway. Yeah, I don't know, man.
I love it.
You think it would be good?
Oh, yeah.
We were at a barbecue last weekend before. It doesn't matter. Kelsey makes these mac and cheese, like, cupcake things where she basically has, like, breaded stuff at the bottom, puts mac and cheese, and then, like, douses the whole top of cheese and bakes it. So basically, you have like a mac and cheese treat. It's the greatest thing ever. So I can only imagine how great this is. I've been trying to make mac and cheese portable my entire life, and these motherfuckers got it.
You know, they have those easy mac and cheese things in cups that you can microwave, right?
Well, I live on them.
Oh, okay.
I just mean like a portable bite like that. That's baller.
My mouth is watering right now. There's nothing wrong with cheese.
This is making me hungry.
Cheese and carbs and cheese and carbs and just, it's always good.
I'm lactarded and I still love it.
You will never go wrong with mac and cheese.
Is there a way to make them yourself?
Mac and cheese? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just crush up
mac and Cheetos.
Just crush up some Cheetos.
Well, you got a fryer?
Yeah. So I guess you make the breading with some flour and some Cheetos and you make mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. And then you just basically figure out a way to congeal it correctly where it'll roll.
Here's how you do it. You make the mac and cheese bites, but then you freeze them. That way when they go in the fryer, they don't melt all the way out. You freeze them, bread them after you freeze them, and then put them in the fryer. Boom.
No, bread them before you freeze them, right?
Think so?
No.
No, you won't be able to bread them before you freeze them.
Oh, they'll just roll out. Well, exactly. I mean, if you make the consistency, you don't have too much cheese and you have something.
Bernie, are you looking to see if there's a way to make these?
Something else in there that'll like have like a nice stickiness to it, kind of like sushi, whatever that ingredient is.
You probably have to just freeze the macaroni first, and then you roll it in the breading.
Okay. Sure.
You make the macaroni, you freeze it in the form that you want it. Once it's frozen and hard, then you roll it in the Cheeto dust and deep fry it.
You guys got a deep fryer?
Yeah.
Okay, make it and report back. That's your homework for this week.
Well, why? I just want to go to Burger King and enjoy.
You know what's funny
but it's
is
not available for everybody just yet.
You know what's funny is that
what?
That Frito-Lay used to have the recipe for mac and Cheetos, but now when you click it, it's gone. They took it down probably because they're making them at Burger King. I guarantee.
Right, they probably got rights to it.
Yeah, but
just do a little bit more searching. I'm sure somebody's posted it out there. Oh, that looks so goddamn good.
It's kind of like how people started using Captain Crunch as a way of breading to fry stuff. Like, you just take the Cheetos, crush them up, and like put it in a bag and then crush them up and then you have like powder of it.
It's a brilliant idea.
Seems pretty straightforward. I'm just upset I didn't think of it first.
Right.
Flaming hot Cheetos mac and cheese recipe.
Yes.
Yes. God,
let's see what they do. Okay. I could just skip through it just to get.
I only want to use the Cheetos natural where it doesn't have the artificial coloring.
Okay,
in it.
No, I don't care. If we're going to do this, we're going to be fat bitches.
Yes.
American.
Speaking of fat bitches, while we were at Bonnaroo, everyone was tickled pink by the fact that everyone knows, enjoy a good wine and cheese. And since I was traveling and camping, I could not have glass. And so I brought my wine in cardboard cartons.
She brought little boxes of wine.
And I was eating Cheetos to pair with my box wine. And I had a box wine and Cheetos meal for dinner, like every night. And it was wonderful. Classy as fuck.
You must have had terrible dumps.
You know what I actually... I don't know why this just reminded me. So I was at a gas station today and I was just buying like, a pack of smokes of soda and like a water. And in the water section, there's just this... It looks like a milk jug, like a cardboard, whatever. And it just says, boxed water is better. And I was like, fuck yeah. I'm a sucker for packaging. And it was cheaper than the rest of the bottled water. And apparently, like, there's this company out there who's putting out, instead of bottled water, they're putting out, like, cardboard boxed water because it's better for the environment, but it's in, like, your typical milk jug thing with, like, a plastic top.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's actually kind of, it sold me immediately when I saw it. I was just like, why is this in, it's water, and it's cheaper than the rest? Fuck yeah.
Hammy says, fuck, I'm hungry now. Yeah, everyone's hungry now.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, Miami Mo says she's horny now, but most people are hungry.
I just did a quick Google
I always
search
feel bad buying water. I just feel like water's free. I'll buy a soda instead.
No, I buy them for the container, essentially. And there you go, Sark. You got it. I just refill it all the time until I lose it. If I ever buy a bottle of water or even a box water, and for this matter, yeah, there you go. Box water is better. I just refill it in the fountain at home, and that's my container until I lose it. So,
well, I guess it makes sense.
I have a thermos that I use.
But I lose everything, so.
That's true.
I've lost thermoses, $100 glasses.
All right,
keys, girlfriends, my friends, family, everybody.
I can squeeze something.
Mitch said, Sherry and I went camping for a few days in the middle of nowhere with our kayak, and she brought a box of wine. Took the bladder out and drank from that. Oh, yeah, but Sherry's an alcoholic.
Fuck yeah.
And somebody in the chat, some guest in the chat made bacon risotto. What the fuck is that about?
That sounds awesome.
That was Mitch. I want fucking bacon risotto.
Why don't you make us bacon risotto?
Hey, guest 2, 1, 4, 3. Oh.
Anywho, with our remaining minutes left, would you like to go through 6 cruel things couples should never say to each other but often do?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You excited?
Yes.
Number one. I'm gonna skip the preamble.
What's the title again?
6 cruel things couples should never say to each other, but often do.
Okay, what's number 6?
I'm going to skip straight to number 1. It's going to go 1 through 6, so it's not...
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Number 1, you're acting like your mother. Have you ever said that?
Already, this sounds like...
You're acting like your dad.
Yeah, I don't act like my mom because you like my mom. You don't like my dad.
Yeah.
All right, it says... Joel, have you ever said anything like that, or has Kelsey said that?
Not yet, but not I yet. Feel like
it's coming.
I'll tell you off air.
All right. We all know this is never a compliment. The problem with this statement is that you're implying your spouse is predestined to act a certain undesirable way.
Maybe you are though. Maybe some people are. I believe that some people are just predestined to be certain ways.
Rather than making a passive aggressive criticism, try to identify the behavior that is bothering you without the criticism. We all acquire learned behaviors, and unfortunately, we can't pick up the good ones. Number 2, why can't you be more like, or more, and then insert romantic, thoughtful, helpful? So, like, why can't you be more romantic or whatnot?
Why can't you be more? Okay.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Yeah, I probably said that to you, honey.
For sure.
Yeah, thoughtful.
You're a bitch, though.
With me, it's more like, why can't you stop being stupid?
Well, that's just mean.
Right. Well, that's why I argue, though. I'm not very good at arguing. I'm mean.
Jesse Lane in the Facebook chat says, I've told Benny he's acting like his mother, so she says she's guilty.
Guilty as charged.
I think we all do that.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does.
Well, in the parentheses of the title, it says, but we often do.
Okay,
so, yeah. It says, when you sign up for marriage, you were saying I do to accepting your spouse as is, including their flaws, but the thing is, you can't change them. You can, however, waste a lot of negative energy forcing your partner to be someone that they aren't.
Thank God. That's what everyone should do. Everyone should try as hard as they can to change their person
to change them
and not accept them, and then get really angry in your own head because they're not changing, and then eventually blow up and take it out on some Asian massage parlor woman who was just trying to be nice. But, you know, you have your aggression, and before you know it, you're punching a crossing guard and you're in jail.
Remind yourself that your partner is not a mind reader, so it comes down
to... What if your partner's Charles Xavier, leader of the X-Men? Article...
He's a very attractive man. I can assume.
And he's a mind reader.
Right.
Well, in all non-X-Men related examples.
Next time. And by the way, thank you. And also, the previous story, was that Ireland, the lady or the country? I'm very confused.
The lady.
Okay, go ahead.
So it comes down to you communicating in a more calm, non-defensive way.
Communicate.
Yes. Number 3, don't say, I hate you.
Well, that's a simple. I've never said that. I could say I've never said I hate you.
I can't say that I've not said that.
I've called Marie every name in the book, but I've never said I hate you.
Here's the thing. I always say, I'm like, God, I hate you right now. Right now, which is basically saying I hate you, but I've never actually just said that phrase.
It says, this may sound obvious, but I hate you is very different than I hate when you.
Miami Mills says, here's another one. Why can't you be more romantic and let me peg you?
That's a good question.
I don't think that's on the list.
What you need to do is change that to say, I would like it if you would peg me or let me peg you.
There you go.
Okay.
Next one.
Number 4, I'm not attracted to you anymore.
Well, okay, at that point, break up with the person.
Oh. So that one just goes, ouch. I don't care how high your self-esteem is. That one stings. During my wedding ceremony, I personally vowed to make my husband feel attractive every day. Oh, idiot.
Hey.
Skip. All right, number 5. I remember when you used to insert clean, talk to me, be romantic, etc.
Does that apply to people who've been together a lot longer? Because Kelsey and I have only been together for 1.5 years. You guys have been together for 10 years. Is that something that gets brought up with you guys?
I've said that to you before, Royce. That I remember when you used to do blah.
I
remember when you used to eat my butthole. You were good at it. And you used to shave.
Never eat my butthole anymore.
Why don't you eat your butthole anymore?
I don't know.
Royce, you eat his butt.
This one says, if you make this statement in a fondly reminiscent way, then this can be a great way to increase intimacy and even desire in your relationship. However, if you're lamenting about how your partner has changed as a person and you're unhappy with his or her behavior, it can cause a problem. When you commit...
Now, how is lamenting different than laminating?
One is feeling sad and, and a state of sorrow.
Okay.
The other is stupid. Encasing something in plastic so as not to get moist.
Now, which one's which?
So dumb.
Lament is the sad. Laminate is the encasing.
No wonder they looked at me so weird at the fucking Kinko's. I just need him to lament this fucking photo for me.
I got a smoke break in 15 minutes. You can meet me out back if you want. That's stupid.
Word puns.
I would never have made the connection, by the way.
Word puns.
Number six. You're such a jerk, or you're so stupid.
Yeah, we both.
I done. Say that. Every day.
All the time.
And she says Marie. That to me every day.
I have called Marie stupid, definitely. Absolutely called her stupid.
That's how we live, is insulting each other.
Big stupid idiot.
Well, guys, name-calling is just not cool.
Yes, it is.
When you're feeling so flustered and frustrated.
How do you explain the Fonz? He called people's names, and he was super cool. Hey.
Hey.
Touché. Mm-hmm. When you're flustered and frustrated.
Hey, Gamsy Queens, where you suck my cock. Wait, no, that's fucking dice.
To 10-year-old behavior and call your most loved and cherished person in the entire world a nasty name, hit pause and go take
okay,
a time
I wouldn't
out.
Go that far and say my loved and most cherished person. That is yep, reserved no, solely right. for my mother.
Guys, cruel words are destructive to a relationship. If you're not able to talk calmly without raising your voice or without crying or swearing or name-calling, you're just not ready to have the conversation.
Spider McGee says, I remember when you didn't try to hit me with your car. And I, also, I remember when you didn't shout Allah Akbar when you came.
These are all good. All right, guys, we have to wrap up.
I remember when you used to not reuse condoms.
I remember.
Very funny.
I remember when you used to not finger the neighbor's daughter.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. That was a fun show.
What's like going on coming up on the station, Roycey Poo?
Oh, tomorrow, Cousin Joe show. Make sure you check him out. Even though he was supposed to be on the show and wasn't.
Hey, we don't need him.
All right, anything else? I think we're done. All right, guys, we're out of here.
Bye.
Clear. Clear, clear.
That was fun.
By the way, you need to add this to your DJ playlist.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what song is that?
This is the Knox Dancing with the DJ.
Knox is in K-N-O-X?
Like knocking on a door. Oh, K-N-O-C-K-S.
Yeah, we saw them in Bonnaroo. They were awesome.
Is it a they, like a group?
I'm sorry?
Is it a they, like a group, or
two people to two guys?
Two people, and sometimes they bring in other singers.
Where the fuck are they?
They're pretty cool.
Here, I'll just put in my phone.
But dude, Dutch, the floozies.
Oh, I'm going. You don't have to sell to me on it anymore. I'm definitely going.
Him? Yeah, that we want to
yeah,
try
he,
to go.
Yeah, he texted
there.
Me a screenshot of it.
Can we go? Can we stay with
yes,
you?
Yes, of course. You don't have to ask. Come on. Oh, how many years has it been? Seven.
More than that.
Wait. I hooked up with you guys, I think, in 08, right? 08, 09?
At Red Rocks would be awesome.
Dude, it is the best. If you're going to see him anywhere, that's the place to see him.
I miss Grizz at Bonnaroo, and I want to see Grizz.
Yeah, how'd you guys miss that?
Because it had a conflict, and we had to choose.
Between?
between the dinner that we prepaid for or the grist.
Oh, okay.
And it was a good fucking dinner.
Juice.
Amazing.
All right, it's a sexporting. I hate to leave you, Dutch, but I'm fucking starving.
You're fine.
So hungry.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.